Ukraine regains more of its own territory illegally annexed by Russia. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Despite the threat of nuclear weapons, Ukrainian forces continue to make progress.
Heavy fighting continues in Bakhmut as Ukrainian soldiers hold their positions. Russian forces have focused their efforts on the small town in recent weeks, while the civilian population tries to evacuate.
We're here to evacuate civilians from Bakhmut, which is coming under Russian fire.
One journalist asking, how many civilians today?
So far, three, and then we're picking up another.
Russian President Putin claims the people living here are now Russian citizens, though his troops relentlessly shell their roads and villages.
Fox's Trey Yingst from Kyiv, Ukraine. Both Floridians and their belongings are being rescued from the flooded peninsula following Hurricane Ian. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Northport, Florida.
We've been driving up and down Highway 75, stopping along the way. So many communities are pretty much flooded out. We've got 3 or 4 feet of water around many of these houses. People still trying to get around in their vehicles despite the high water. Now, if yesterday was a day of urgent rescues, today was more, from what we've seen, of a salvage day. People trying to pull what they can from their flooded homes. National Guard says they have more than 5,000 people out on the streets of Florida. They've rescued more than 1,500 people, most of those rescues by high water vehicle.
Power restoration is at about 75%, with 95% expected by October 9th. The current state of the FBI causing concern among some lawmakers. Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
We're seeing partisan, unequal application of the law. We're seeing abusive tactics, and we're seeing general wokeism that causes very troubling concerns as to whether or not justice is blind.
He says he and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan are working with the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees to investigate. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The midterms are near. Next month, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends Weekend talking about what Republicans plan to do should they control Congress.
The first thing we'll do, we'll end catch and release. We'll pass it right on the floor. On the very first day, what we're going to do so you can see it, we're going to recall the 87,000 IRS agents. We shouldn't be here to go after you. We should be here to support you.
He also promised energy independence, saying it would lower gas prices and reduce inflation. Another trial is scheduled for a man accused of killing 22 older women.
He's already been convicted of killing one woman. And on Monday, the next capital trial for Billy Shamir-Mir begins in Dallas. Prosecutors accuse the Kenyan-born 49-year-old of targeting older women, mostly in independent living facilities, and smothering them to death, all to steal some of their jewelry. Earlier this year, he was sentenced to life in prison for killing an 81-year-old woman, faces the same sentence if convicted in this trial in the murder of an 87-year-old in 2018. He was arrested after one of his victims survived, cops finding him at his apartment complex with cash and jewelry in hand. He claims that he's innocent. Shana Stulen, Fox News.
A football legend reveals his recent struggles while dealing with several health concerns. Fox's Matt Napolitano.
During Sunday's NFL on Fox pregame show, Terry Bradshaw addressed worries about his health, having displayed shortness of breath and struggling to stand in recent broadcasts.
In November, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
The Football Hall of Famer underwent surgery and treatment and was deemed cancer-free, but he fell ill again in March.
Now we find a tumor in my left neck, and it's a Merkel cell tumor, which is a rare form of skin cancer. So I had that surgery done.
After another round of surgery and treatment, the 74-year-old Bradshaw says he's cancer-free, telling fans that while he may not look like himself, he certainly feels more like himself.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.